After a successful debut last year, Cannabis St. Vincent and the Grenadines' premier medicinal cannabis festival is set to return in 2025 in grander style and ambition. The festival, which highlights the intersection of culture, cannabis, and agriculture, will move to a larger venue at Victoria Park to accommodate its growing popularity. Minister of Agriculture Saboso Caesar says Cannabis is becoming a key national platform, not only for showcasing local talent, but also for strengthening the link between traditional agriculture and the emerging cannabis industry.
Cannabis 2024, we were building a platform. At that time, we were bringing together stakeholders who were expressing to a country the first blend of how you can bring culture with agriculture to expose the industry. We are going to build on all the lessons learned in 2024. For example, the location, we are going to go much bigger, and we will be showcasing more local talent. We'll be showcasing more local producers, not only in cannabis but also in agriculture. A platform where we are going to invite the farmers of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, because we don't want to have a division between cannabis farmers and other farmers.
Minister Caesar also underscores the importance of cannabis as a key part of the country's agritourism and agriculture movement. He says the country's legislative advancements have protected traditional cultivators and brought legitimacy to a once underground industry, with cannabis serving as the visible celebration of 7 years of hard work.
We are indeed happy with the diversification that's taken place. Of course, we had a pathway for agrotourism, and this is a part of agrotourism and agriculture. Agriculture. We are blending the agriculture that we're doing here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the advancements that we have made in having the best cannabis legislation anywhere in the Caribbean, and arguably the best in the Western world, because we have ensured that the traditional cultivator is protected. We have ensured that the Rastafari community, that they're not left behind. We have also ensured that we have a diversified package for the cannabis producers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So Cannabis is an expression of our hard work and dedication. Cannabis is about celebrating after putting in 7 years of building an industry from the dark ages. Cannabis is about showcasing to the rest of the world that in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we can do it and that we are doing it.
Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Caesar. Chief Executive Office of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Dr. Gerald Thompson, says SVG is now positioning itself to be a regional hub for cannabis culture and education. He notes that a major attraction of this year's festival will be the cannabis tours.
The other issue is the industry. How do we position St. Vincent and the Grenadines with respect to the rest of the world? And how we've incorporated into agriculture, how we've incorporated into health, and how we've incorporated into tourism. That's the discussion we really are having, and how St. Vincent can be essentially the focal point for the Caribbean. We basically have waited a long time. This year, we are still going to medicinal manufactured plant at Spring, but we're also going to traditional cultivators' farms to show that the small man has grown, has improved, and his quality has really significantly improved, and that they've joined the club of the bigger producers in being able to use quality. And so we're showcasing that and showing how other islands who may have traditional cultivators too, small producers, that they basically could have some faith in their traditional cultivators too. So the tours will have tons of buses, and we're able to transport persons so that they can have a really enjoyable time on these particular farms.
Chief Executive Officer of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Dr. Gerald Thompson. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.